Welcome back to the podcast. First of all, I would like to make a huge apology for not actually introducing the name of this podcast. It wasn't until I sort of released the video and everything, and I went, I didn't even introduce the name of the podcast. So, Paths Unscripted, it took me a while to actually think about this name and what it meant. And it really was a very short description of people's paths that everybody's got a different path. Everybody might go down different paths to get to a certain destination, whether it's travel or whether it's life. People go down different paths on that road of life. And then I thought to myself, I like just to talk to you. I've tried, using AI and making up scripts and all this sort of thing and using teleprompters. And to tell you the truth, I'm not very good at it. I found out. So that was how it came, Paths Unscripted. So everything I talk to you about is actually unscripted. I have an idea of what I'm going to talk about, what topics. I have actually sorted out all the episodes for this first season. And basically that's how we came up with the name Paths Unscripted. It leaves it very open and we just let the podcast flow. In last week's episode, we actually talked about, well, I talked about myself. Sorry about that. A lot of it is about me. But I talked about how your life could be going one way and suddenly without really much change, your life could go on a completely different path. And I spoke about how my health declined and how the diagnosis helped. And I hope for anybody who was listening or watching that if you were in the same boat, that you actually keep fighting and keep trying to get those answers, because getting the answers certainly has helped me. During that time, of course, mentally it was draining. And even now today, fighting with the system and everything like that, it's still fairly draining. But you've still got to turn your life around. You've still got to find that half full glass, You have to actually, not half empty, it's half full, and you're going to keep going until you fill up that glass. So again, apologies to anybody who's actually watching these podcasts. You can see the light behind me keeps changing. I'm just trying to find the best light. I can see there's a lot of glare in my glasses, and I was just trying to figure out which was the best way to do it. But anyway, sorry about that. So last week we were talking about analyzing my why. So it was looking at why things change in my life. Why did it go down that road? Why were all these things happening to me? And so on today's episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about how. How do you start turning your life around? How do you come up with that future plan? How do you start thinking a little bit differently? And it actually really all started because when I was really, really down, I was down. So, and I had been there before in the past. So luckily I recognized the signs that I was spiraling downwards into the depths of the black dog. And I was, as I said, I was there and I was like, I know what's happening to me. So I need to do something, think, change my line of thinking. Yes, okay, all this other stuff is happening to me. I'm in pain. There, you know, or I've got all these doctors things going on. I'm struggling at work and everything like that. Let's find a future. Let's find a future in this. I have to actually figure out what my future is going to be if I'm not physically as fit as what I was a couple of years ago. There has to still be a future. I'm not going to just sit in my house and wither away. There has to be a future. And sometimes when you're actually deciding on that future, you could make, like I did, some really, really drastic, life-changing decisions. So when I was a child, growing up in England, in the wintertime when it was cold and grey and yucky outside and it was just raining all the time and things like that, and it was really depressing weather, what my family used to do was that we'd get together and we'd book our summer holiday. So we were actually looking at brochures of sunshine and beaches and places to go and places to stay. And funnily enough, that habit had stayed with me. So whenever I was feeling down or upset or needing a change, I would then plan a trip away, plan a holiday. I'd jump in the car or jump in the ute and I'd go to the beach. I'd jump in the ute and go to Harvey Bay for a couple of days. And that's how I used to sort of deal with this situation. But this time I was like, I'm thinking about my whole future life, my future path. What am I going to do? I'm struggling to be a teacher. Not that I'm struggling to be a teacher. I was struggling with the physical side of it, of being a teacher. So I knew I wouldn't be able to do teaching for very much longer. So first of all, I thought, right, come up with a 5-year plan. What am I going to do? They always say, oh, 10 years planned, 5 years planned, all these sort of things. So I thought I'd sit down and make a 5-year plan. So I bought myself a little notebook, well, an A4 notebook, and started jotting down things that I still could do. So instead of thinking of what I couldn't do, I was thinking of the things I still could do. And of course, I'd already started the YouTube channel, and it was like, well, I could just keep going with that. I could start traveling around and doing more videos and seeing more places and everything. And I was just like, yeah, I could. Let's do a 5-year plan. Let's work it all out. So I started doing that. I started writing everything down, all what I thought and all that I wanted. And then I started watching YouTube. I never used to watch YouTube very much before. But I started watching YouTube and up kept popping these van life YouTubers. And I was like, wow, that looks pretty cool. Pretty, pretty cool. And I'm not a person that gets swept away by the Instagram style of, you know, van life. I know it's tough. But to me, that was my answer to my future path. That would be my freedom from this big spiral that I was in. So then I started to think, well, what would I like in a van? what would I do? What would I like? What would I like to see in it? And the more I watched the YouTube videos, I was taking down notes of different things that people said was good or bad and things like that. And before I knew it, I had pages and pages and pages of places to go, places to see, things to do, what to have in your van, what not to have in your van. I excuse Cara barking in the background. And I started making this literally a journal for my future. So by actually writing everything in this journal, and it was just black and white, it was in your face, it was coming together as a future pathway for me, I was getting excited. I was thinking, wow, okay, okay, but don't do it to the, like you can't retire until you're 67 and you've only got so much super and you have to be careful with it. And, the little thing on my shoulder was going, all the negative things. And I was like, oh, this would be so cool. So as I said, I started off as a 5-year plan. It worked out that I would then only have, I think it would be, I'd work for the next 5 years. I would actually then have, I think it worked out to be 2 years before I actually retired. So I would be using super only for 2 years before I could go on to the pension. And everything seemed to be working okay. But then again, curveball. My health declined even further. Things were happening at work that were very stressful and unnecessary. And that hindered me even more. And it was around this time that I was going, that was when I found out I had fibromyalgia. And it just sort of, everything was sort of going, this makes sense now. But even though it made sense, it wasn't helping my job because I was still having those flare-ups. And where I'd already reduced my hours down to 4 days a week, I wasn't making that 4 days. I really wasn't making that 4 days at all. If I was lucky, I might make three. Some weeks, I might only make two. Two of the days out of those four. And I had to sit down and I really go, what am I doing? What am I doing? So, my 5-year plan, even though I'd actually worked everything out financially and everything and worked out how much I would have and if I did it this way and I did it that way, I suddenly went, I think I actually need to reduce it down to a 3-year plan. And then, as I said, things got worse. I wasn't coping at school. So it then went down to a 1-year plan. A 1-year plan. And I sort of went, oh, that's a bit scary. Because by having a 1-year plan, it meant I was longer living off my super. And that's all I had. And if I was going to go down the road of buying a van, I had to use some of that super to buy the van. But we might talk about that more in the next episode. So have a think about it. What would you do in that situation? Maybe you've been in that situation. Maybe you've been in a situation where things are totally out of your hands, but you have to make some different life-changing decisions. That's what we're going to talk about in our next episode. So for now, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching if you're on YouTube. And I will talk to you in the next episode, which will be more about we still have these setbacks, but how do we turn those setbacks into strengths? Bye now. La, 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 la.